Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jetta Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP from the news studio, part of the Entercom headquarters here, 2400 Market Street, our new spot, and we love it. Absolutely beautiful. Hey, let's give you a chance right now to win $1,000. This hour's code word, giving you a chance to win $1,000, is KEY. Text KEY, like Jimmy Key, like Francis Scott Key. Text KEY to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrance going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. All right, today for Beat the Hammer, we got a four-pack of lift tickets to Jack Frost Big Boulder on the line. Make sure you visit jfbb.com for the tickets, latest conditions, events, and more. And Beat the Hammer, as it is, we play it every noon. And today, Beat the Hammer is brought to us by Her Snacks. For your pregame, game, or postgame cravings, keep it Philly with Her Snacks. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94WIP.
It is interesting, of course. Most of this is running smooth today, but a couple things here. Like, I don't have a trash can next to me.
Yeah.
I don't have a trash can. I had to walk like way down the hall for the bathroom. So a couple things you got to work out. One of the things we just realized, we don't even know the contest line number.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
So James has selected, James, you have selected someone.
I have selected someone on the line, correct. Yeah, so we will have a winner. And I would select someone for the winner of the prize on the line as well. We'll be good to go.
Well, I'll be the winner. The only way you can select
the winner. Well, I'm talking about if you win, then the prize goes to someone else, right? Yes.
I understand. So we'll figure out that.
We'll get through it.
The contest line phone number, to be fair to someone, was probably in an email to us.
Oh, we have it.
But we just
on the fly, we weren't ready with it. It happens.
It's a lot to think about. I need it hung up here in the studio.
I'm more worried about all the bells and whistles in this segment running properly.
Seltzer has been nervous about this. I am less nervous because I see the contestant I will be going up against is Darren. Darren.
What's up?
Not you.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, and I'm thrilled to know I'm going to get a victory today.
Oh, no, I want to christen this new studio with a loss, Joe. That's what you're going to do. You're losing today. They're the loser.
Nice.
And you know why I didn't give you a trash can, Joe? Because they didn't want you to spill your trash that comes out of your mouth in it. You need a trash can.
Hey, this is so cool.
This is historic.
You take Joe down
to
christen the studio, as you said, while he's wearing a tux. He went over and above today, which I do appreciate, by the way.
All right, Darren, I'm going to step into this.
I'm hoping Darren's phone doesn't throw me off too much.
All
right, you guys work on Darren's phone. Darren, I'm going to the soundproof booth. Good luck to you, pal.
We have a proper place. We selected that.
Yeah, no, we're good. Jack Fritz is quality control here. He's going to make sure that the camera's not cheating, anything like that. We're talking a lot about cheating today.
Exactly. We don't need him to take a page out of the Astros books because I will put in a protest.
All right, so let me make sure my little bells and whistles are working here. If I hit that, Darren, you're going to hopefully be hearing that a lot. Now, let's see.
Right.
Okay, so I do have to – this is going to be a little difficult. I have to turn it on and off. A little different than the last studio, but you know what? Darren, we will work our way through it today.
Should I add
Yes, we will, brother.
Should we do a little extra 5 seconds for today? Not a bad idea because I have to turn
off.
Just in case.
Go for both. Don't worry for both.
I'll add 50.
Make it
55.
55 instead of 50. I think that is a good idea today, Richie.
All right.
And if I mess up, I'll just say ding. That'll work if you get it right.
Okay.
So, all right, D, you ready to play Beat the Hammer?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Oh, this is the wrong bed. Look at that. We're already
great luck,
great
Darren,
start,
by
Darren.
The way. I do like the police.
Thank you, Richie.
Cool we squeezed them in.
Yeah, let me just fix that. We're off to an outstanding start here. There we go.
We're off to a great start.
Beat the Hammer. All right. I'm the one who's losing today. That is for sure. All right. You ready to go, Dave?
You never lose, brother.
Thanks, pal.
Let's go.
All right. Our category for today. We talked about him all day yesterday. He's the man of the weekend. Little Andy Reid trivia for you.
Oh, God, I'm in trouble.
You got this. I believe in you. The clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. Here we go. Question number one. Only one franchise has beaten Andy Reid in the playoffs more than one time. Name that team.
The Panthers?
Where did Andy Reid go to college?
Pass.
How many times has Andy Reid failed to finish above 500 for a season since joining the Chiefs?
Once.
Doug Peterson is one of five current head coaches who served on an Andy Reid staff. Name two of the other four.
John Harbaugh. And what's the other one? I know this. Pass.
Who spent the most seasons with Andy Reid as his offensive coordinator in Philly?
What's that guy's name? Marty.
I need more.
Morningway?
Ah! Do we count that one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did we count it?
He said Marty, and they got the Morningway again. You got Morningway.
You got it after, right at the buzzer.
Joe will lose his mind. I would say he probably did not get that in before we...
Is there more than one Marty that was his coordinator?
Well, I mean, you need more than the first name, D.
Oh.
All right, so we're gonna put D on hold here. We're gonna lower him. We're gonna wave the hammer back into the studio.
Joe is gonna get five.
I don't think it'll matter too much.
Yeah.
So
that's my
sauntering back into the studio for the first time. I feel pretty good now. I got a little dry run out of the way.
Okay, so you got it nailed down. So maybe I should go back to 50.
Yeah. We could do that. I'm sure he wouldn't have anything to say about that when he listens in the tub this weekend.
That's true. I got to mind the details.
Hell,
Joe, you get 55 seconds. 55.
We added an extra five because just for today, while I'm getting used to everything, both of you are getting it the same.
Okay. Now, was this added prior to Darren answering the questions or during it?
Prior.
Okay, prior to.
We decided it prior.
Fair enough. You know, I'm so out of sorts here, new studio and all. I'm trying
Not my best performance today.
What is your best performance? I'm trying to find my record here. 112 wins. We're going for 113. That's
right. Already going. All right, you ready?
I mean, given that I played against Darren, do I even need to answer two right? Probably not.
Category today.
Okay.
Andy Reid.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Ready to roll?
14 seasons in Philadelphia, 9 playoff appearances, et cetera, et cetera. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question number one.
Yeah. Middle name, I believe, is Walter.
That is not a question.
Okay.
Question number one. Only one franchise has beaten Andy Reid in the playoffs more than one time. Name that team.
In the playoffs. Pass.
Where did Andy Reid go to college?
BYU.
How many times has Andy Reid failed to finish above 500 for a season since joining the Chiefs?
Finished not 500?
Correct. Failed to finish above 500.
One.
Doug Peterson is one of five current head coaches who served on an Andy Reid staff. Name two of the other four.
Matt Nagy and John Harbaugh.
Who spent the most seasons with Andy Reid as his offensive coordinator in Philadelphia?
I'll go with Marty Morningwick. And a team that beat him more than once in the playoffs. I don't think it's an NFC team. I'll just go with... Houston Texans? I really don't know.
It's the Patriots.
What?
You're right to think it was
what
an AFC team.
What kind of answer?
It's the Patriots.
That?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of an like
Patriots have beat him three
the
times
Colts,
in the playoffs.
He lost to the
including
Colts
including the
once.
Super Bowl.
I think he beat Houston. I mean, I just couldn't. Yeah, the Patriots. So Patriots.
It didn't matter. You won handily.
Yeah! New studio, baby! That's how we do it! Wow!
Yeah!
Yeah! It's what we do.
Wow!
Like I said, wow!
Andy Reid has never finished below 500. With
so it was 8-8?
9-7. No, I actually phrased the question.
Because they were terrible
failed
that year.
Failed to finish above 500, 9-7.
Because they had a really bad start one year. So they must have really come on.
Yeah, they were 1-5 and they made the playoffs.
Wow. So speaking of the playoffs, I mean, at some point here, I got to get to the playoffs and beat the hammer because I just keep beating these chumps in the regular season. That's now 113 wins. That's a loss for Darren. And we got to award the prize here, James, to someone. James, who have we selected here on the board? I mean, just the next. I'll tell you what. Let's tell
how
the
about
next.
The, yeah, you picked the winner.
Yeah, very simple. The next caller is Kyle. Kyle, we'll get to your sports point in a moment, but I want to let you know, Kyle, you just won the prize today for Beat the Hammer.
Kyle is pumped.
Unless you're not there, Kyle. Oh, Kyle's not there.
Stone
we go to
next in line. Who is it?
Jared, you have won the prize for Beat the Hammer because we don't know the contest line number.
Are you serious?
Oh, boy. Maybe we got to turn the music off.
I had to put the phone up. That was on me. It was on me.
So Kyle,
on me. Kyle might be there. Go back.
Right.
Go back.
Well, James, how about this? Turn the music off. Let's shut it down. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, so we go back to Kyle, and Jared
hello?
Just got job. Kyle, congratulations.
Hello?
Kyle, hello.
You did it, buddy.
Kyle, you've won it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, isn't that cool? You've won a four-pack of lift tickets to Jack Frost Big Boulder. Kyle, we're going to put you on hold. We'll get all your information. We'll get back to your sports point.
That was seamless, guys.
And there it is.
Nailed it.
Well, I mean, what obviously, you know, like Led Zeppelin, the song remains the same as the hammer just rolls.
Sure.
And that's what, you go one studio, you go next studio, you get to victory number 113. So let's go to the phone, 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Michael, who's with us. Hey, Michael.
Yo, what's up, man?
Michael, hi.
Victory.
Yes. Listen, everybody cheats.
Yes.
That's not true. That's not true.
I agree.
Listen, there's just teams that are dumb enough to get caught, like Houston, the Patriots. They're stupid enough to get caught. Cheating's been going on in professional sports since it started.
Well, I'm sure it has. Roman times were cheating.
I've done it in Little League.
Yeah.
You know?
But that doesn't. But Michael, that doesn't make it right.
Didn't say it was right.
Okay.
Never said it was right.
So let me ask you a direct question.
To be outraged means that you are turning a blind eye to
the reality
how much this is prevalent.
Michael, do you think it's a big deal?
No.
Wow.
No, I don't, because like I said, everybody does it.
Yep.
Okay.
Everybody does it, and these teams are just dumb enough to get caught.
All right.
I mean, the banging of the trash can, you know, clapping in the hands, yelling last names, that's just plain stupid. You know, I mean, that's way overboard, you know, what the Houston Astros did. And then you got, like, Deflategate with Tom Brady. He deflated the ball, but then he comes out and he smashes him in the second half.
Yeah.
It was, like, pointless.
All right, Michael, Michael, what do you got here for best debut?
Cam Newton.
Where are we talking here? Pro, college? What are we, the 400 yards?
Pro. His first pro game, man. He threw over 400 yards.
I remember.
Three touchdowns.
Yep.
One rushing touchdown.
Yeah, it was something. And I think, if my memory serves right, it may have even been back-to-back games above 400. It was something crazy. It was statistical unbelievable what he did. It was whatever it was, but it was 400 yards in the first game. All right, 888-729-9494. Cheating in sports, to you, a big deal or not? That's our Twitter poll question of the day today as it relates to the Houston Astros. The poll brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all pro football playoff action at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. Today's question, are you outraged by the Houston Astros cheating scandal? A, yes. B, no. You can get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Coming up, a very cool list I saw of the greatest NFL postseason moments of all time. Where, as we get ready for two more games this week in the conference title games, where does the Philly special rank in the top 10? Think about it. Best playoff moments ever? We'll tell you where it ranks next. Show to camera John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, when you're hiring, you don't want to waste time. Nobody ever wants to waste time in life. You want an efficient way to get to your short list of qualified candidates, and you want to do it fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. That's right, Indeed.com. Used by over 3 million businesses. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, make sure you accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.